Good afternoon, and welcome back to We the People Radio. This is hour two. We're here on Sunday, August the 18th, 2019. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
You can find everything about the program at wethepeopleradio.us, and we have added a comment section, if in fact you would like to make comments. Happy to do that. We have them not on the main page of the website, but on each show page. So you can comment about that program if you would like more information, if you, whatever, just have thoughts. I don't know. It's comments. You know how to do that. So go and do that. We don't need your full name. It says your name. You can, I don't care what you put in there. You can use your dog's name. I'm all good with that. We like dogs. Don't use your cat's name, though. Bill hates cats. He probably won't read those.
No, no cat comments. I'm sorry. can't trust a cat.
Sneaky. Let's see. We're on here today with Dr. Lyle Rapacki and his friend, Jim Stockstill, who is also our friend. And kind of had to do a little retitling here. We're doing some witches, warlocks, high priests in the dark state. Huh? So in case you're bored of the deep state, we've given it a little bit of a... it's not really a facelift. I'm not sure. I walked myself into a blind alley there. Box Canyon.
No, not a Box Canyon.
Box Canyon. You know, it's weird. Little kids now don't watch Westerns. Like, they don't know who, like, the cowboys are. So, Box Canyon. Guess you have to be old. All the old people will get that joke. And the old people will laugh. Good job, Jim.
Yeah, that's true. I'm old people.
We are those people. Hey, so this hour, you guys, we're going to move into a little bit of the dark state.
Yeah, I'll start a little bit. You
fight it out.
Published this for me. You guys have published this for me, and I appreciate it. It's an article that I wrote the deep state and dark state, and I sent it out a little over a year ago in July. As you know, I'm privileged to write commentary and articles, and sometimes people pick them up and they post them for me. And I talked about the dark state and the deep state, and the dark state is a different animal. The deep state are those people who've been around federal government 20 years, 15 years. They've ended up in the right cubicles. They're managers or department heads, and they really control the flow of paperwork and nominations and all sorts of things that make government function. So they can really slow things down or stir things up and create bottlenecks. But the dark state is a whole different animal, and I'm gonna actually quote it here. I'm just going to read from my article. The members of the dark state are a different animal, although they too have gummed up the effective workings of government to accomplish their goals and agendas, namely to collapse the United States into the New World Order, the global community, which will be hedonistic and communistic in style and belief, and even worse. The members of this diabolical state are many, whose names you are acquainted with, the Clintons, Obamas, Schiff, Pelosi, Schumer, Clapper, Comey, Brennan, Mueller, with a very long list, and many within the list not named in publications. The list does not exclude Republicans, with many of the Republican side, like McConnell, McCain, Romney, Paul Ryan examples, and include the Bush family, to this list, with still many others who have adopted the global community goal. The silent coup that continues some 18 months after Mr. Trump's election is an example of the crisis our nation faces, but many are placing a spin on the subject. The entire Russian collusion was a product of the dark state within the intelligence community, as well as the State Department working hand in hand to defeat and now impeach a properly elected president of the United States who was never a member of the dark state and who represents all the opposite the dark state stands for and has been implementing since Reagan. The combining of our nation's intelligence agencies, along with the cooperation of the Department of Justice and the State Department, with coordination coming from the White House, is breathtaking, scary, and unprecedented on many levels. The fact that members of the dark state are still influencing the appointments to serve in key positions for the president is simply one example of how deep and tangled the swamp truly has become. The ruining of lives and careers, finances and families is another example. The ability to develop sophisticated files and manufactured evidence and then have almost the entire so-called journalistic corps blindly and dutifully report and regurgitate such made-up lies is still yet another example of just how far-reaching the dark state network has evolved. The Department of Justice is so compromised that the IG report submitted to Congress was a truly big deal and an enigma. The report is a disappointment given the condition of the FBI and DOJ. So I wrote that, and there's more, but I won't read. But the dark state are those families, those people who really are globalists. They want to see the dissolving of the United States of America as a national sovereignty. We'll still keep the name United States or America, but we will no longer have those borders. And that's why you're seeing the fight take place on our southern border and why the Marxist Democrats are coming out very bluntly. There's just no kidding around. They're just very blunt saying, do away with the borders. There's no reason. And then they wrap it in some sort of touchy-feely type verbiage. But the whole concept behind that is to do away with our national sovereignty and to move us into the global community, the one world order, where there will be a very small international committee that or council that will run the world community. Now, the United Nations is a predecessor to that, but if you take the United Nations, you're getting to see a little bit of a picture of what the global community is like. They are not representative of any one nation, although it does appear that those nations that are Marxist and have Islamic leanings get favored treatment. But for the most part, what's happening here before our eyes, kind of like how you cook a frog on a stove in a pot of water, just really slowly so the frog just feels warm and gentle and happy until he's all cooked and he can't jump out. That's what they're doing globally. With Trump being in and stopping a lot of that or bottlenecking it up, it has caused them absolute apoplexy. They don't know how to get rid of this guy, and they have tried in multiple ways, if you get my hint. So what we're talking about here are people in the deep state who are career-minded people. They have the right corner office. They've gotten right promotions, and they're able to flow. They're able to interfere with the paperwork and the appointments and the flow of government. They can bottleneck it up and screw it around. But when we go to the dark state, we're talking about an evil state of people, and we're talking about people really globally, families that have evolved over hundreds of years to the point where they now are their own council. And this council of dark state folks are calling the shots. And that's why, and there's Americans on that council. And that's why there's such angst over the things that they're trying to do to collapse the United States economically, politically, militarily, border-wise, and otherwise. It hasn't worked. They can't, for the life of them, figure it out.
Well, so, they haven't. They've got somebody in the high office that is fighting them at every turn, thank God, and they aren't able to move at the speed they want.
Bill, and I wrote an article on this only 3 days or 4 days before the election when I said that Mr. Trump would win the election, and it was posted. I can send it to you all. I'm not just saying this, but it was about 4 days before the presidential election I said that Mr. Trump would win, and it's because he's like Osiris in the Bible, in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 45, where he talked about where God reached down and brought forward a guy named Cyrus. That was his name, just like your name is Bill and I'm Lyle. His name was Cyrus, and he was a king. He was not Jewish. He was not even really a nice guy. He was a businessman, if you'll allow me some latitude here. But go back and read it in Isaiah 45, and you'll see that I'm not making this up. He was very wealthy, very smart, very good at business, and God reached down and said, you are my appointed, not anointed, appointed.
Big difference.
I'm bringing you forward, and I'm going to have you save the Hebrew people and the Hebrew nation from absolute total annihilation. And Cyrus did so. He resurrected, if you'll allow me, the Israeli, the Hebrew nation, and kept the Jews intact and kept them from total annihilation. I believe the Lord's done the same thing with Mr. Trump, and he's put him in the office for a period of time. I believe it's 8 years. We're finishing, three now. I believe it's a period of time by which he is giving the United States of America the opportunity to choose all over again. Who will you follow? Who will you serve? Are you going to serve man, the globalists, the Marxists, or are you going to serve me? This nation, as I wrote in a book that I published, and you guys were kind enough to
You know what? We'll link that to today's page. Hold that thought. We've got to come right back. And I think it's actually funny. God's a funny man. He picked a guy from New York. Let's see. Who should we pick who could take a beating?
And we'll fight back at every turn.
Pick a guy from New York. What a great idea. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Walking in these woods.
Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood.
We were going to play the whole thing, but, you know, we ran out of time. We thought you guys needed some Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. All right, boys.
So I'm going
to finish up by... Back to Cyrus. I didn't have a Cyrus song. Sorry about that.
That's all right. So God, in Isaiah 45, Old Testament, you can read about Cyrus. You can read what he was like and who he was, and then how God chose him to save the Hebrews, which became the nation of Israel. Much like that, God saw where America, which is also a covenant nation with God, God ordained America, was really on life support with Obama. And if Hillary had gotten in, we would not be here today talking about this stuff. It wouldn't be allowed. So to give us some time and to answer some prayers, I know Jim does, and others, we believe God reached down and said, I am going to choose somebody that is totally outside the realm of anything you can imagine, just like Cyrus was. But he is brilliant, and he is the right man at the right time, and he is going to give this country, America, an opportunity to decide all over again, who will you serve? Who will you follow? And that's, I believe, where we're at. But at the same time, at the head of the show here today, we're dealing with a spiritual war that's taking place because Trump has come into this thing to bring America back to its founding roots. And you go back to the founding roots, and that's what I talked about in my book, Our Forefathers Truly Appealed to Heaven. Our nation was formed by our forefathers seeking God's direction, and the media and the schools and everybody do not want people to believe that. That does not mean these were perfect men. That does not mean they walked on water. It does not mean that at all. They had many flaws, but they collectively sought God and said, we want a nation that represents you. And if you look at our legal system, you guys, it is patterned after biblical precedent. It's not patterned after anything else. That is that.
Behold,
so, go ahead. And so that's what we're fighting. We're watching a country that was well on its way to being annihilated into the, and then brought into the global community. And Mr. Trump's come into there, and he has now reversed everything. Bill, what you're talking about with China, the economy, that the international economic system, same thing. America is now a very strong economic force. We have some problems, but very strong. Other nations are investing in America again. This hasn't happened in a number of years. It didn't happen in the Bush years, much less the Obama years. And it's now beginning to happen. And China, which has been a dominant economic force, don't get me wrong, they're now in serious, serious economic trouble. Very serious. They have been soaking in as many billions that they can from the United States, and the United States is not getting anything in return. And Mr. Trump said, whoa, we're not going to do it that way. And he said the same thing to the Middle East. I think it's this year, the end of this year, the United States will become the leading exporter of oil. And that's another reason the Marxist Democrats hate what Trump has done, and hate what this nation's doing, because we are becoming economically independent, and it's on oil and other natural resources, and they hate that. So
we were supposed to all live like a third world country with windmills.
Well, and we were dependent on Middle East oil. We're not dependent on them now.
Purposely. Yep. Okay. There you go.
So it was purposely done. I'll touch on that, and I'll move into what we can close out. If you look at Cyrus, Ezra and Nehemiah found favor with him, and they were able to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the walls that had been torn down, the gateposts that had been torn down in the temple. And Ezra had said, God has given us this moment, this short time span, so that we can try and get it right again. And that's what we equate to Trump. Not that he's, some evangelical has everything right, but he's a business mogul that thinks like a businessman, so that is what's disturbing the others. But let me move into the other piece. For every action, there's going to be a reaction. For every cause, there's going to be effect. When you land in a continent and you have a group that confess and profess and make covenant and say, God, we want this nation, this continent, to be a light of your gospel, well, there's another side of the equation that says, no, we're not going to allow that to happen. We don't want that to happen. And it's evil, whether people accept it or not. They used to hide in the shadows and you didn't hear much about it. Now you can see them just television every day. But this group, these 13 bloodline families, basically divided the world into three parts. The United States, with Canada and Mexico as a united group, would be a military apparatus. London would be the financial center, and the Vatican would be the center for the one world government. So they had a plan to do that. The banking cartel, controlled by a group called the Knights of Malta, they're the ones that control the military order and the top Western elites of the complex. These are, you know, the Lockheed Martins, these are the Boeings and all the military giants that make billions and billions and billions of dollars that is funneled into them. You move further down, though, there are the financial apparatus, and people that have read The Monster from Jekyll Island will understand that when the Federal Reserve was created by a bunch of gentlemen, quote-unquote, that were going on a duck hunt. Not only did they form the Federal Reserve, and they tried to make it sound as, you know, governmental as they can, this is not a government agency, and they have not been audited. And people, presidents of the past, that have pushed to be audited somehow found themselves no longer breathing. These people do not even consider taking people out of the picture, so to speak, that get in the way. So you can check your food, your brakes, your gas lines at your house, and those types of things. But at a 30,000-foot level, for those that may never have heard, you know, you have Skull and Bones, you have the Club of Rome, you have the International Monetary Fund, you have the World Bank, You obviously, the Vatican has its own banquet, its own city, the United Nations. So this is the Federal Reserve. We owe $22 trillion to. They literally, over the years, has siphoned off trillions of dollars, $200 trillion to these dark state groups. The money that they have to fund what they want to accomplish is unheard of. It boggles your mind the type of wealth that they have behind them. Different organizations that we could talk about that people would recognize their names. They may not understand what they do, and we can look into that further if your listeners want to in the future. But you look at some of the bloodlines that come from Europe over to the United States, the Astor bloodline, the Bundy bloodline, Collins, DuPont, Fremont, the Kennedy bloodline, the Rockefellers, the McDonald bloodline, the Rothschilds. These are the ones that sit back. I think the Rothschilds at one point said they had $300 trillion for this one group that the information was intercepted out of one of their meetings. In the past, when the Bilderberg group met, these are the elite of the elite. It used to be secret. They used to meet in different nations. Now they're publicized here in the United States, and you can get a list of some of those that attend those meetings. And ironically, Jared Kushner is one of those, Henry Kissinger and others. So this is not a game these people are playing. This is like Monopoly for the world. And these people take it seriously. They have used MI6. They have used CIA. They have used some of the intelligence agencies around the world, where they have people in every place, in every major city of the world, because they want a one-world government with one banking system, one monetary fund, one religion, and then a military that is capable. You've seen the drive previously, like in Venezuela now. They do not have the weapons to resist this dictator because their weapons were taken away from them. That same thing was happening under the previous administration and would have continued under a Clinton administration to completely annihilate the Second Amendment, to take away the guns. They had FEMA camps set up. They were ready to have judges order pastors in to look at their sermons and anything that would mention anything about homosexuality or any other alternate lifestyle was considered hate speech. So they were prepared to charge these pastors with criminal charges because they were using hate speech that the elite did not consider to be proper. So this is a well-orchestrated, underneath the cover. But let me quickly shift into one other area.
Hold on. Hold on. Let's arrest the shift. God, it sounds a lot like arrest shift, doesn't it? And that would be awesome. Yeah, from my lips to God's ears. Hey, so we got to take a really quick break here. Do a little celebration of capitalism, and I found another bad woman song. I got a lot of bad women song. We did a show about bad women one time, so anyway, should have played this the first hour, but I didn't want to skip it. We'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Lyle Rapacki and Jim Stockstill.
Like a rock, like a rock. I was strong as I could be, like a rock. Nothing ever got to me,
like a rock. I was something to see, like a rock.
And we're back to you. Jim, I cut you off. You're back on, buddy.
Oh, that's all right. No, that's okay. He's used to that, Aaron. A lot of us cut him off. I was doing a white paper. So no,
yeah, were you working on your white paper?
A white paper. I stapled it. I'll send it in.
Let me just say, for self defense purposes, down there in Louisiana, the bayou, they don't even know what white paper looks like. They don't have. No,
sounds like a whole different conversation.
Comes in a roll.
I was just gonna say, we've gone right to the single wide. Not good.
We need a laugh before this next part.
Oh,
this is a 2-hour presentation I make to Intel and to people that are very mature in the scriptures, and it will be one that I'll be teaching in the near future. But all of that, and like I said, it's very detailed and get into the weeds with a lot of it. But it takes money to orchestrate a worldwide cabal, worldwide takeover. The trillions that come from Federal Reserve and International Monetary Fund and the currency manipulation, that's all part of it. But another is this pedophilia, and it is a very lucrative trade. When you look at anyone from 16 years and older, they consider that can be a pedophile, and they usually prey on adolescents between 9 and 14. There are, you know, three different groups or different groupings of the pedophile. Some that like just children, and then some that like a particular child. Others that kind of blend teenagers and children, and then others that will have sexual engagements with male, female at any age. But between the sex trafficking of children at that age and keeping them locked up, and I want you to visualize this, and I believe I'd sent this to you, Aaron, that you go out into a particular state, and it's hilly terrain, it's forest, and you have 15 different hunting blinds up in trees that are set up, and then you have 12 or 13 on the ground that are appropriate size, and they're furnished. And in each one of those is a child that is chained to a bed or chained to the wall. And for a price, you get to go into either the treehouse, which most of those are male dressed in camouflage. And on the ground, it can be more male and female, both participate in that. And they do what they want to do. If you're as I said, a VIP, which I can't imagine there being such a thing as an animal, but considered to be a VIP within that realm, then you pay an extra amount of money to have that filmed. And if you were to, in whatever you're doing, destroy the product, then you have to pay future earnings of what that product would have earned. There are certain of those teenagers that are set aside to purposely impregnate. Now, that part of the dark state takes those babies and sells it to another part of the dark state that uses those for offerings and sacrifices. Right. So it is a disgusting undercurrent. And I had confirmation recently of something that I had envisioned, and I had someone tell me that actually happened in a particular state exactly the way it was described. You have resorts that are set up the same way, that each room is set up in a different pattern with a different theme, and there's a child in there, and these people visit palaces, castles, government agencies where they offer blood sacrifices. So it's not only getting some of those addicted to drugs and manipulating that way, but selling them at a price, and then what they can do with children that these produce. So they're manufacturing children. And then there's even more disgusting things that I won't even get into. So that is a very lucrative part of the business. Now, one of our former presidents has been linked very closely with this individual that theoretically committed suicide. And this individual supposedly had been to his private island 3 times, but intel shows that he had been there 27 times.
Well, let's see.
So when you have a private island and it's set up for that particular function, or when you have a very nice jet, large jet, that is set up the same way that can fly and those type of atrocities take place, this is not only about the abuse of children, maiming those children. Occasionally those are deceased in some of the activities. But this is a tremendous revenue generator for the malevolent activities that take place in the near future. And I believe as we head into 2020, this suicide of Epstein is not going to stop what is going to be revealed. The 15 women that came forward, there are going to be others, and there are names on there of former cabinet members, former presidents, former senators and congressmen, current people in serving in Congress, at not only the municipal levels where they have law enforcement, they have the local judge. This thing has permeated our society, and I pointed it out as a boil that is so grotesque and so disgusting it will nauseate the American people when this thing finally does come out.
How is this going to come out, Jim, if they have this influence in all these different branches? It sounds to me like it'd be pretty easy for them to keep it quiet.
I'm going to tell you an answer that is going to sound like a lot of you listeners are like, here we go. Mm-hmm. When the church looks at Roe versus Wade, we have to fight that in the court system and do it legally because it is a law. This type of activity that we're looking at, and I can take you back and give you an example biblically, but there comes a point when God himself has to intervene. And he did it with Sodom and Gomorrah, and he did it with other, when he told the Israelites to go into Canaan and completely destroy people in different villages. And he had a reason for that, because they were offering children to Baal, the same thing. I personally believe, with all my heart, that the Lord is going to allow certain people to emerge and come forward and be protected under his care. Even, I don't think the witness protection program or any of those. This is so disgusting to God. It's so nauseating in his nostrils because these are children. And he, when you think of Cain and Abel and Cain, you know, killed Abel, and God said his blood calls out to me and even does today. The blood of these children is calling out to God. These are innocents. They have nothing to do with this. And they're being used. They're being killed. They're being maimed. And even their children are being taken away from them. Some of them are used to for body parts. Man cannot do this. Man will not be able to expose this. But if God in his justice and God in his authority and power, this is what I'm speaking to the church. And I know this is not the same type network, but I'm telling the church, you pray and watch God uncover this thing as we have never seen anything uncovered. We would have never thought we would be this far along in uncovering Strzok and Page and all the people that were involved in that cover-up at the FBI, but slowly and surely it happens. And then when that usually occurs, you'll find them turning against each other. And that's usually God's way of doing things with his enemies and causing them to destroy each other when he turns them against each other. With all of my heart, as a normal person and as a strong believer in Scripture and the Bible, I believe that God is sick of this, and it's a worldwide problem. It's not just the United States. This is a network that goes worldwide, that he is going to intervene and put a stop to something that is one of the most disgraceful acts of this nation. And when the people see the names of the people involved, sports athletes, news anchors, you know, different people that you wouldn't even think about that have been involved in this. It is going to rock this nation as we have not been rocked before. Even the Depression, some of the things we went through, this is going to rock the nation, and people, their confidence in our government is going to be shaken, and it's going to be a very dramatic time for our nation. It's going to be very precarious, because people will look and they will say, how can we trust in these leaders and so many different heroes that we looked up to, and they're so disgusting? You know, if you look at former presidents or former cabinet members or current cabinet members, or current congressmen, leadership involved in this, people will look and be sickened by it. So I'll leave it at that. If Lyle wants to add to it, he can, but he can't
because we have to,
I'm the faith person, the religious person that looks at it from that standpoint.
And we appreciate that. We'll be right back with Lyle's take on this. And we figure the takedown's going to look like a chain reaction. They wrote a song about it. So we'll play that for you, and we'll be right back. We're back. So, Lyle, what do you have for us?
I think what Jim was describing was the steady decline into depravity that this nation has experienced since the 60s, early 1960s, mid-60s anyway. I remember going to school. I was born in 1951, so you can do the math. But I remember going to school, and we had the Pledge of Allegiance and a prayer in grade school. Nobody thought anything of that. Well, we're so far removed from that, but we're so far removed from the moral teachings, even in church. Churches are silent. Pulpits are silent. They're more entertaining than instructional. And if they are instructing, they're instructing actually humanism. They're instructing people to adopt compromised belief systems that pagan societies used to teach. This nation was never meant to be that. And so when you go back and take a look at where we were as a nation in the, let's say, mid-60s to where we are today, it's breathtaking, the decline. And then what Jim was talking about is but one dimension of this, because there's other dimensions we can discuss in the political arena and in other arenas that are all coming together to implode the United States. The United States is the target to be imploded, because as the United States goes, so go a number of countries in the free world. And the United States is especially now really holding up this movement into the one world government. So, and Trump is a huge, huge part of all of that. So they have to remove Trump. They have to remove the United States from the equation, and that's what we're seeing. And what Jim was just describing on the pedophilia is a decline in our moral standing as a nation. The abortion is, and other areas. But then we go into the political arena and some other arenas, which we can get into in another show. And you're finding that they're all working together, just from different dimensions, but the same goal: collapse the United States into a Marxist society and into the one world government.
Yeah, and that kind of sounds like, you know, a far-fetched idea and crazy talk, but it's not.
Not if you're halfway paying attention.
Not if you pay attention and listen to what's going on.
Let me bring it home to you, though. Bill, let me make it not so far-fetched. These women and these children that are abducted and they are slaves, mm-hmm. they're using those to come across our border, and they're in these caravans. And those women are not coming as mothers and children. They're coming as slaves that have been captured, and they're bringing, some of them are bringing diseases into the nation. Some of them are carrying different drugs, so they're being used as mules. The children are then coming across the border, and they are sent to different cities to be sold. So that's a very real reality that we see almost daily down at our southern border. So it's not only about immigrants coming over so Democrats can have more votes, but this is part of the pedophilia and the drug cartel working together to say, we will use some of the slaves you have and put them among some of our men that are military trained and move them into the United States. So, and I know Lyle has intel on that he probably can't, you know, talk about, but that's a confirmation that is taking place.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And you never hear of it. You never hear any of that in the mainstream media. Nobody wants to talk about it.
No, because this is all, you know, we're separating kids from their parents, and we've built concentration camps and, you know, all the rest of this crazy stuff. And for some reason, the left is absolutely not interested in talking about the human trafficking side of it. I know you're surprised about that.
Well, no, because if they did, Aaron, it would open up a Pandora's box.
Exactly.
They'd have to be held accountable. Yeah, so, you know, if we don't talk about it, it doesn't exist.
Right.
Let's talk about some feel-good stuff.
All these kids are legit. They're all coming with their parents.
Absolutely.
Except the numbers just don't bear that out.
Well, the intel doesn't bear it out. You know, when you do the interrogations, that's too strong of a word, but when you do the interviews, you come to find out these children are not even related to these people.
Right.
They were bought. You know, it's
that's what I mean. The numbers of kids that actually belong to the people that they came with.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. There are way too many of them that are not Absolutely. Connected to those people. It's like, obviously,
but
something
bad going
on.
You know what I find very, very frustrating? All of that's frustrating. But you know what I find frustrating, and yet I shouldn't because of what this show's been, what we've been talking about today? I don't even see Republicans in Congress standing up going after this. Not at all. There's one or two or three, maybe. But no, they just kind of go along. They're just quiet about it. It's very disgusting.
Well, the trick anymore is even if they did say something about it, the media isn't going to put that forward. So no one will ever know. It'll be, they'll have to make their own YouTube channels, I guess, provided they could keep those up.
Well, you get out here in the silent majority. I think what is going to happen, which is going to create a backlash, there could be a very, very serious civil war here in this nation. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist and a wackadoo on that, but people are getting really scared. And yes, the economy is good, things are good, but they're getting really not at all happy and scared with what they're seeing and what they're hearing about anything from Russian influence to now the Islamic takeover of our Congress to the Antifa. It just goes down the list. The push to create Marxist America is not going to go over well. And there's enough people who are finally going to say, you know, Americans are very patient, and we are. We're a very patient people. But you come to a point that you push our patience, that's it. And that's what I'm seeing happen.
Mm-hmm.
You take a look at it, what happened in Oregon over the weekend with the Antifa riots.
Again. Yeah, we seem to have, well, in California, obviously, you know, we've made all sorts of laws that, you know, we don't...
Don't work.
Yeah, we don't want to keep our criminals in jail. And
that's right.
Drugs have nothing to do with crime. Drugs are... You know, drugs are just putting people in jail for no reason. You know, this whole, you know, everything that both of you have talked about, that whole mindset just doesn't make sense to people. It just doesn't add up properly.
It's just hard to fathom.
The things that they're selling, though, the things that they're pitching, people aren't believing it. Even the people that are out there, you know, rah-rah, sis, boom-bah, go Antifa, you know, when they come after them, party's over. They're no longer on the team.
They get silenced pretty fast.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it always turns back on them. Well, look at what happened with the whole Me Too thing. You know, that was all great for the left until it ate Al Franken and a bunch of other people. It's like, oh, whoops.
That's right. I guess the
knife cuts both ways. So I've got about like a minute and some change. Any final thoughts?
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, Jim, no pressure.
We hit the 30,000-foot level, and if there is an interest that we can go a little bit deeper, then we'd be happy to return. I know there's...
Well, we already forced you to return, like, so we're already doing that.
I was just thinking that, you know, you hear about these women that are raped on the way, uh-huh, you know, to the United States. They're not being raped. These are slaves, and they're reported that way for emotional and all the other reasons the Democrats push. They could care less about these people. So it is a real tragedy that we're seeing happen. And as Lyle said, our elected officials, both Democrat and Republican, they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to look at it. They don't want to support the president. And yet I know that's the one issue the people rallied around him, build the wall, because they want something protecting us from that southern border. So I'll leave that part of my own. And in the future, I'll negotiate for higher than $2 an hour. I'll get some white papers.
Yeah, you're going to have to get yourself some white paper. That's the trick. I vote next week. We've got 7 days to work on our white papers before we come back so we can all be like
Thank you, Dr. Lyle. Oh, my God.
All right, I'm going to play a happy song at the end.
Please, play something.
I'm going to play a happy song. All right, you're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks, Bill.
Jim and Lyle.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Stand upon God's promise and storm hell's rusty gates. What if his people prayed? And those who bear his name would only seek his face, yeah, and turn from their own way. And what would happen if we prayed for those raised up to lead the way? Then maybe kids in school could play and unborn children see light of day. What if the life that we pursue came from a hunger for the truth? What if the family turned to Jesus, stopped asking Oprah what to do? What if his people prayed?